Yeah, we're back on In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. I should say we're starting In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on a Monday morning. Good to have you along, and we'll be spending the next hour talking about history here in Riley County. And we've got Cheryl Collins, director of the Riley County Historical Museum, joining us on the phone. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to talk to you once again. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good to hear. And I understand hours of operation at the Riley County Historical Museum. You're back open as normal protocol, correct?
Yes, we're open our regular hours, 8:30 to 5, Tuesday through Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 5. And we're at 2309 Claflin Road. That's on Claflin between College and Sunset. And we're right beside Goodnow House, State Historic Site. Admission's free, and we'd love to have people come by.
Have you gotten a lot of folks come out maybe doing some studying up on their history?
We have had some visitors. Visitation's been light, and that's fine. We're glad to have visitors if they feel comfortable. If they don't, we'd be glad to have them go to our website at www.rileycountyks.gov/museum. And there's lots of Riley County history information there as well.
All right. Yeah, it's a neat place to go to. If you haven't been, be sure to check it out. And there's all kinds of interesting information. And we're going to be talking about some of that here today, including the city of Riley.
Yes. It's exciting because Riley City is celebrating its 150th anniversary in this year, 2020. Of course, there are in-person celebration is on hold right now, but they're planning to celebrate next year, so they'll have a 150 plus one. So it's been fun looking back at Riley City history, and it'll be fun celebrating next year in person.
Yeah, so Riley City, when did it officially then become a city? It was 150 years ago?
Well, yes, it has a complicated history. Of course, there were settlers up there as early as 1855, but the town of Union was founded in 1870, and then there was some changes when the railroad came in, and there was Riley Center, and there was another Riley Center, so they rechanged the name to Riley, and Union had a union of all those plats, the Union, the Riley Center, and Riley, and then it became the city we know of as today is Riley. So 1870 is the date that the city of Riley uses for their founding date, and so that's the 150.
Okay. Obviously, part of the discussion here today is not necessarily to talk about what it was like 150 years ago, but more rather what it was like 100 years ago in 1920.
Yeah, I had fun looking back at 100 years ago. And 1920, of course, was a interesting time because we were just coming out of World War One, and everyone was trying to reestablish their lives with that. Automobiles were becoming the norm. So there was real change in life with that period. With population, Manhattan had the largest population in Riley County at 7,989. Then Ogden was the next in population with 596, then Randolph at 401, and then Riley at 364, and then Leonardville at 325 people, and finally Army City with 235. They said there were 2,641 at Camp Funston, and Riley County had an overall population of 20,650. So that's really kind of different. For one thing, Army City was there in 1920. And of course, not Army City was the town that was established between Fort Riley and Ogden during World War One, and by middle of 1920s, it was gone. It had a big fire in 1920, and that didn't help, but otherwise, with the population constricting so much after the war, the town was gone. So Riley was a very established, very prosperous little town of 364 people in 1920.
Interesting. And its location is right on the north side, I guess, of Fort Riley. Has that always been kind of the case then?
Yes, although the fort's boundaries have changed a little bit over time. So there's been a little in and out with that. But yes, generally located in that way.
Okay, very good. What can you tell us about, some of the government? What was the government like back then? It was similar to what it is today?
Well, they had a mayor, police judge, and then councilmen, five councilmen in 1920. And Dr. G.A. Thomas started out as the mayor, but he moved out of the city limits during the 1920. So Charles Kopp became mayor. And those were the folks that were in charge of city government in 1920 in Riley.
All right. Thinking about 1920 here just a little bit, obviously, we're in a worldwide pandemic now with coronavirus. And 1920, I believe we were maybe just coming out of the previous pandemic?
Yeah, the previous pandemic was 1918-1919. And that, of course, affected Riley, like all of Riley County, significantly. So, yeah, that was one of the things that would have colored life in 1920. I'm sure they were hoping that it was gone for good.
Yeah, no doubt. It must have been trying times back then. Of course, we didn't have the news coverage like that. I imagine Riley had its own paper, though.
Oh, absolutely, yes. The Riley Regent, Mr. Cooper, was the editor. And it's interesting because for a time, the owner of the Riley Regent was A.Q. Miller. And A.Q. Miller, of course, is the newspaper publisher for whom the K-State School of Journalism is named. It's the Miller School of Journalism. And I found in 1920 that A.Q. Miller came to Riley and visited for a while. So he obviously still had contact with the Riley Regent folks.
That's cool. I've always wanted to learn a little bit more about A.Q. Miller. So how did he come to this area? Do you know?
Well, let me do some research, and we'll put that on the list to talk about. Newspapers are a fascinating topic. Many times, towns had more than one. Manhattan had usually three or four during good stretches of its history. And newspaper people are some of the most colorful people in all of history. So, yeah, I'll come back and talk more about A.K. Miller and some of those early newspaper folks.
All right. Yeah, we'll have to plan on that, that's for sure. Cheryl Collins joining us here on In Focus. We're talking about what the city of Riley, Kansas was like 100 years ago. It really hasn't changed, I guess, a whole lot in population. You said it was about 364 100 years ago. Population's a little bit more than that now, but... Did they ever see any real exponential growth?
Of course, it's gone up and down a little bit. In 2019, last year, I found the population figures as Riley County listed at 73,343, Manhattan listed at 54,820, Ogden listed at 2,022, Riley at 972, and Leonardville at 440, and Randolph at 163. It is interesting looking at the population over time. Of course, Randolph was the second largest city for a long time in Riley County. And then different changes. Ogden, of course, would grow a lot during periods of war. And, of course, that's with the proximity to Fort Riley. And then the other towns have stayed relatively stable over time.
Interesting. Well, I think it's fun too that, you mentioned it was originally called Union, the city of Riley. It was named after a railroad employee, as I see. So is that how the county then got its name as well?
Well, Riley County, of course, was named for General Bennett Riley, and he died just about the time that Fort Riley was named. And, of course, we, as a county, got our name through Fort Riley. So Bennett Riley never, as far as I know, set foot in Riley County. It was like those naming things. It's all in the timing. and he died right when they were looking for a name.
Okay. Interesting. Did not know that. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break real quick. We'll come back and we'll talk more about Riley, Kansas 100 years ago on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned.